don't suggest you do it.
Okay.
But do you want to tell the kids what we're talking about SVU? You know, the little one American dollar we just played?
No.
She might have.
I know somebody that works on it. That's all.
And didn't think of it.
That's all.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend One American Dollar at Yamaval, maybe you'll become a millionaire like Kevin just did. Visit Yamaval.com for details.
So yesterday we were talking to people about things that they did as a child and they still do as an adult.
Yeah, boy, a lot of stuff came in that I'd never even thought about. I mean, a lot of people still doing what they were doing when they were wee ones.
And one of them was fascinating, and she said that she used to, when she was drinking a bottle, she would keep the nipple from the bottle, and it would bring her...
Yeah.
It would calm her.
Yeah, as a little one. Yes. And then she now still...
She does it with pencil erasers.
Kind of puts it in her nose a little bit.
So you kind of got... She has pencil erasers placed everywhere she's going to go, like at work, at home.
And I don't think she realized that that was going back to her childhood until her sister pointed out. She goes, you used to do that with a...
You still do that.
Bottles. Yeah.
So weird habits that you have. 818-955-KLOS. I assume this is going to be semi-easy to find because people have a lot of weird habits.
My habit is when I'm blowing off steam or trying to work myself up, I scream in the car. Like, I'll scream.
Really?
Crazy. I can't even do it. As much as I'll yell on the radio here, right? It's nothing like what goes on in the car.
I don't want to be in your car.
No, you don't.
There's a show on TLC.
Not at people, just in San
Just in normal?
General, yeah.
There's a show, used to be on TLC called My Strange Addiction, and it was the extreme version of what we're talking about. Like, I eat bricks was one of them.
I eat bricks?
Yes.
Bricks?
Yes.
That can't be good for your digestive system.
Correct. I'm married to a circus ride.
Oh, man, that could be a guessing game in itself.
I drink air freshener.
Ooh, that's not a good idea.
I'm trying to lengthen my neck.
Lengthen your neck?
So we're looking for things that are out of the ordinary, and you know it because you get made fun of it. And
right.
You pretty much try not to tell people.
And so let's what's your
let's tell people.
What's your weird habit? Yeah, please share.
I don't think
818-955-KLOS.
I have one.
Ah, come on, man.
Here's a guy that has a habit of going out and having sex with grandmas.
Whoa.
So that's my.
Well, that's good for the grandmas, I guess. That's nice. I mean, grandmas don't seem so old to me anymore either, by the way.
818-955-KLOS, your weird habits. We are talking about weird habits that you have. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the ride home. But I stick my tongue out whenever I'm concentrating. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
You stick your tongue out when you're concentrating. Interesting.
Yeah. When I'm at work all day, everyone's like making fun of me, but.
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you think it really actually helps? Like, does it make you focus in on what you're working on?
I don't know. I don't realize I'm doing it, but...
All right.
I'm sure people have lots of nice things to say about it, though.
They're not... In general, right? People are very nice.
Yeah. People are the best.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. You have a weird habit?
Yeah, so my grandma, when I was little, she used to grate a whole block of cheddar cheese in a bowl, and I would eat it.
Hmm,
my wife
bowl.
Didn't know this. My wife doesn't know this, but at night, I grate a bowl of cheddar cheese block into a cereal bowl, and I eat it. And it gives me comfort because it reminds me of my grandma, but I think that's why I have high cholesterol, so that's...
Can I ask you a question?
Damn it, Grandma.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for a little... less than a year, actually. We got married in August.
How every single night do you...
Is it every night or just every once in a while?
Accomplish that.
Not every night. It's when I, like, can't sleep and she's asleep and I just go sneak down and I go stretch some cheese.
Do you think she'd be upset with you or try and make you stop if she found out?
Yes, because she knows my cholesterol.
Oh. Well, I wish we'd put a voice changer on you on the air. Hopefully she's not listening.
Thank you.
I say keep doing it, but maybe not quite as much cheese.
Good luck with the cheese.
Yeah.
I'll get fat-free cheese.
There you go. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
As a kid, I used to scare people, and I still do it. I scare mostly my family. My kid still does it. My kid's 18 now, but...
And you still scare your kid?
I still scare my kid. I scare my mom. She's 85. It's hysterical.
She's 85.
Do you TikTok them? Put them online anywhere?
No, I'm not on TikTok. No.
I got to tell you, I was watching Poker Face and someone was doing that, and she just, immediately punched him in the face.
Yeah, that
happens a lot.
Yes.
Has that ever happened to you?
No, but... when I get scared, I usually fall, or it's funny. I think it's hysterical. My son will do something funny too. My husband, yeah, my mom.
Oh, everyone,
we approve of that.
Everyone hates you. You know that, right?
But we approve of it.
I know. They do give me back, though. So, yeah.
Perfect.
But right on. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Weird habits. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
So, do you know the game that older people play with little kids? Like, got your nose, where they like...
Oh, yeah.
Got your nose?
So, whenever I'm not actively using my hand, my hand is in that position. My thumb is between my first two fingers. Like I just got somebody's nose.
Huh.
What? Do you know, have you thought of why?
I have no idea why. Huh. I guess it's comforting or something, but like sitting right here in the car, my hand's in that position.
Huh. So you have resting got your nose fingers.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for calling.
When did you first notice that? How long has it been going on?
I've noticed it before, but I think I'm more aware of it since my husband said, why do you have someone's nose in your hand?
You're dragging... Like, dragging a little kid around?
Some little kid out there without their nose. That's awesome. Very interesting. I love that. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Weird habits?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you got?
Yes, I use my teeth to trim my fingernails, and then I use the fingernail to floss my teeth.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Done it my whole life.
I can go with you on the biting the fingernails. I do that, unfortunately, way too much, but the flossing, that's a new level.
Yeah.
That's...
It saves the cost of buying floss.
Yeah, that floss is so
like 22 cents.
Expensive.
You know it is, yeah. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, my God.
Since you were a kid, I'm guessing.
Since my fingernails grew.
Do you have a partner?
I do.
And do they like it?
They do not. Because the fingernails end up where she puts her makeup.
Oh my God.
Wow, she's very...
On a side table, so...
Stop talking. You're a nightmare.
And she's very accommodating. Yeah. That's nice. Well, you know, party on, Wayne.
Hey, great call.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Thanks,
have a good one.
You too, man. Take care.
I don't like that. KLOS, hello.
All right, the habit?
Yeah. Do you have a weird habit?
I've been picking my nose.
Since forever?
Yes.
What are you doing that I'm afraid to ask?
Flick it.
Yeah, I had a friend that used to do that. He was a total stoner, man. He'd just sit there and pick his nose and flick it onto my carpet. And I'm like, finally, I'm like, dude,
gross.
Stop it. Just don't. Well,
that's wrong.
Yeah.
But he got caught.
Yeah.
So you do the same thing, but you haven't gotten caught.
Absolutely. And I'm pushing senior citizen age, and I'm still doing it.
Gotcha.
He brought over some amazing weeds, so I overlooked a lot of stuff.
There was a statistic done that people who pick their nose are more susceptible of getting Alzheimer's sooner than non-pickers.
Isn't that right?
Is that true?
I don't know. I'm testing it.
I wonder about people who floss with their fingernails.
Yeah, what does that mean to your brain? Right on, man. Thanks for calling. No flicking.
Right,
stop the flicking.
No flicking.
818-955-KLOS.
Weird habits. No flicking.
I knew this was going to get... It's absolutely wild. Just wild. I'm telling you. Wild.
It's wild.
Yeah. Crazy. Wild.
Talking about weird habits.
Yep.
Talking about things that are wild. We're going to do Give Me Five in a few seconds.
That's right. Songs with wild in the title.
Right now, we're talking about weird habits. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. So the lady who was talking about got your nose?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I have never heard anybody else do this. I do the same thing.
Oh, really?
I will fall asleep. Yeah, my husband tells me when I'm super stressed out that I will do that with one finger. If I'm really, really super stressed out, it's two fingers.
Huh.
Wow.
Wasn't that kind of nice to know that other humans out there doing the same thing?
Yeah, my daughter and I just looked at each other like, oh, my God, there's another human on the planet that's that weird. And he will catch me asleep. And he'll undo my fingers and he'll go, got your nose. And I never noticed I did it until he said it.
Right.
And I'm 48.
Wow.
And what's funny is my mom told my husband she used to do that when she was a kid.
Huh, really?
I
wow.
Never knew.
I wonder if you saw it or if it's hereditary or...
It can't be hereditary.
I wouldn't think so. Maybe your brain's going...
Got your nose.
That's very odd. I'm glad you heard there's other humans now. Thanks for calling.
You're not alone. KLOS, hello.
That's what the show's all about, you know.
Yeah.
Bringing people together.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, we're talking about weird habits.
I pick my lips until they bleed.
Oh, wow. No.
Ouch. Well, is that like a stress
I
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Until they bleed.
Until they bleed. And I don't notice I'm doing it till I look down and they're covered with blood.
Wow.
My fingers.
I think actually you're a vampire and you're biting people and then not remembering. And that's possible. What your brain is telling you you're actually doing.
Yeah.
I'll never admit it.
Instead of you being a vampire, I mean, it's an easier thing to believe.
Who's naked now?
A truly frightening question.
Who's naked now?
One that always has an answer.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, usually someone in Florida.
Man who fled Terre Haute crash, this is in Indiana.
Oh.
Caught naked on stolen bike.
Okay, let's hear the story.
An Arizona man who had just been released from prison.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he didn't have any clothes. You know, you go in, they give you the clothes, and then you're out of luck.
Oh, no, he had clothes.
Oh.
He's 44-year-old James T. Holland, mm-hmm. who originally is from Phoenix.
Is
accused of stealing a box truck from near the Indiana State University campus.
Sure.
And crashing it, and then fleeing the scene.
Okay, so far,
so here's
makes
what
sense.
Happened. Yeah. When police arrived on the scene, they found the truck lying on the passenger side,
okay.
unoccupied,
right.
with a pair of jeans and boxers hanging from the mirror.
From the mirror?
Yes.
Okay,
so
all right.
He had to get rid of those two items.
Right, so he rolled the car a bit and then got out and decided to strip naked.
Yes.
I'll leave these here.
Also left a pair of shoes sitting by.
Oh, doesn't need shoes while running from the accident.
A witness nearby reportedly told officers that they saw the driver running from the scene wearing a shirt but nude from the waist down.
wrong side, dude.
Exactly.
Lower is needs to stay clothed, please.
Police found a Department of Corrections ID card in the pants that were hanging from the mirror with the release date.
Here's who I am.
Yes,
here's when I got out.
With the release date indicating the man had gotten out of prison one day before.
I want to go back.
He really wanted to go back.
You know, that's a very common thing, man. It's a very common thing.
Police used a canine to track the man after sniffing the clothes left at the crash. After 5 minutes, they found the man with no pants or underwear, riding the bicycle in town.
Where'd he get the bike?
He stole it. My question is...
Yeah.
Don't you want the underwear and the pants, the boxers and the pants for the seat of a bicycle?
I am never riding that bicycle. That one is burn it.
That one, you do need to just melt.
That's true. That would be the latest from Dirty Honey coming home. Those guys are not anywhere near home. They are going to Australia right now. They just wrapped up in Budapest and Hungary and Vienna, Prague.
Wow.
Traveling the world right now, those L.A. humans, Dirty Honey there on Kill Us.
Let's talk about a Brinks robbery where a guy almost got his clothes taken off. This is almost Who's Naked Now. Very close.
Yeah.
It was a Brinks truck that got robbed. Here's the story.
It happened around 9:45 this morning. Irving police say a Brinks security guard was just doing his job. He was likely loading money from this ATM you see behind me into a bag when an armed suspect came up on him, demanded that he remove his clothes, and took off with a large sum of money.
Oh, now why does he want to see this guy naked?
One sentence doesn't fit in there.
Right? I'm guessing he's in his late 40s, kind of chunky sort of guard dude. I mean, I got to see this guy naked. And steal.
Remove his clothes.
Take everything off. What do you want to put him on? Is he going to do like a, you know, like all the sci-fi movies, all
this
the action
is all
movies?
All of the thoughts that went through my mind
right?
until I heard exactly what it was.
All right, here we go.
You can see in this video shot by an onlooker, the Brinks security guard face down on the ground while a man points a gun at his face. That suspect then pulls the pants and gun belt off the security guard.
Ow! Woo!
Right?
Yeah!
Sexy.
Mm, dang! I hope we got some video for this.
There is video.
Yes.
And it is funny because he's pulling off his pants, but he can't get it over his shoes.
Well, you sure, know, you gotta take that shoes off? Yeah. Come on.
So it gets stuck on the shoes, and eventually the guard helps him.
Please don't. What?
Yeah.
Why?
Look, let me just help you get him off.
So the guard took his own high heels off to help.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. His stilettos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Irving police say that was to make sure the security guard who was armed did not retaliate.
He ain't gonna retaliate now, man. He's gonna find this guy someday. He's gonna retaliate up a storm.
I mean, it makes sense when you look at it that way.
I guess. It's just a waste of time. I mean, what are you gonna do?
You take his gun.
You
take his gun. Take his pants.
Because it's hot. You know what I'm saying? But all robberies go this way from now on.
I need that cash. and your pants as well.
I'll help you take that off. Yeah.
Irving police say the armed suspect then grabbed the duffel bag containing a large amount of money and took off. Police say by the time they were called, the suspect had already fled. Now, Irving police want you to take a look at these surveillance images of the suspect.
Why did I have to see that? This guy's butt. Whoa.
Now, let me tell you what's funny about this is that the picture of the suspect that they have is a guy wearing a mask and goggles.
Well, that's helpful.
And he's looking into the camera, but he's literally, his entire face is covered.
So, you know, if you just happen to see someone with a mask and goggles,
right,
just you please report to the police immediately.
Makes no sense at all.
Kevin, if you win. That's
if
a big
I win?
If. Yeah, if you win.
That's one, a big, one American dollar?
Yeah, what are you going to do with your dollar, man? What are you going to do with that dollar?
I don't know, but while you were out, I tried to offer Stu a dollar bill that was ripped in half. I found in my pocket. I was like, what am I supposed to do? So I said, here's your dollar.
Yeah, because he won the one American dollar.
He did not win it.
Oh.
He was very upset about the chance of winning a ripped in half dollar. But then maybe just tanked it. I don't know.
Because
he trying to get rid of it.
Didn't want to try and take that into a bank, I suppose. Right. He was afraid.
He said, you can't put that in like
ATM?
A vending machine.
A vending machine, yeah. No,
it's
that's
like,
true.
Look, it's a dollar. What do you want from me?
Well, I got a fresh, real crisp dollar that I all just right. printed up myself. It could be yours.
I need a dollar.
If you win.
Dollar,
yeah, baby.
Hey.
Wishing you good luck on this. We've been talking about hockey. In fact, we got some more tickets to see the Kings tomorrow night. The game is tomorrow night.
At crypto.com, they're playing Arizona Coyotes.
And sometime between 5 and 6, we'll give you a chance at that. But right now, I thought since we keep talking about hockey, we should quiz you on the 10 most successful NHL hockey teams of all time. So the biggest franchises, the most successful franchises is how they worded it.
I'm not much of a history guy.
Yeah, this is, you know, up to present all the way back through time.
Right.
To the beginning of the 1700s when they first took the ice and they're like, oh, wait a minute, we can go out here and skate.
I think it was the 1700s.
Besides ice fishing. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Don't try and take one of those torn, though. Visit Yamava.com for more details.
I'm going to say when Wayne Gretzky was at Edmonton, they won a bunch of cups. So I'm going to say Edmonton Oilers.
The Oilers are definitely on the list.
Right.
They are at number 6, so kind of dead center on the list of the 10 most successful hockey teams all time.
I am going to say the Pittsburgh Penguins.
The Pittsburgh Penguins
yes.
are on the list as well. They're one up, or one down, I guess. It's 7. Number 7 on the list.
I'm heading down. All right. For a long, long time, and there's a fascinating movie about the Detroit Red Wings getting players over from Russia.
Oh,
like,
really?
Illegally. Like, they would meet in back rooms.
Detroit!
Yes.
Right.
And work them into the, I think so, Detroit Red Wings.
That all happening out on 7 Mile? They
yes.
are on the list as well. What's the name of the movie? Do you remember? That sounds like a good
I don't remember.
Boom. That's awesome. That's
it cool. is a good one. That's it. So, we got 3? That's all we need?
You just need one more for that dollar, man. You have 7 more to choose from. One of them's going to pop into your brain.
I'm going to say Boston Bruins.
Boston Bruins means that you win a dollar. You do know your hockey, my friend, my little lady. Well done. Very impressive. Don't spend the dollar all in one place and all the things.
Hate all of them?
Grandma used to say. What'd you say?
Hate all 4.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
You don't care for any of them?
No.
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, I have a team.
Well, let's start. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Let's start blowing through them here. The New Jersey Devils is at number 10.
Really? I would have never guessed them.
Stanley Cup 5 times and 3 times through their history in 95. New York Islanders are number 9.
Islanders?
Yeah, they have won 4 league titles over the years, 80, 81. This is all back a while, though, 82 and 83 and 6 division conference.
I wasn't even born yet in 83.
New York Rangers are number 8.
Rangers?
And they play the Madison Square Garden.
I wouldn't have gone with either of the New York teams. Wow. Okay.
Can you imagine that that's your home? That's your
Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty great.
That's a crazy place. 7, Pittsburgh Penguins that you mentioned. Number 6, the Edmonton Oilers you got. Chicago Blackhawks are next.
Blackhawks.
5.
Of course.
One of the original 6. NHL teams from back in the day. They have made the finals 13 times and won 6 Stanley Cups. Boston Bruins, as you said, number 4, established back in 1924. Detroit Red Wings was your 4th. That's what made you win. They're clear up at number 3. They were established in 1926.
Wow.
Based in Detroit, as you said. Toronto Maple Leafs.
Maple Leafs.
Yep.
Also one of the top, the first 6, I think.
They've been around, yeah, since 1917.
Yeah.
And number 1, Montreal Canadiens. Candians.
Would not have guessed them.
They won in 24, 30, 31, 44, 46, 53, 56, 57, 58. It just goes on.
Wow.
They've won a ton, more than anybody else.
I would never have guessed that.
By far, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You got a dollar, dude.
I got a dollar.
Woo! Party! Pray tell, who is your favorite drumologist? Who is your favorite stick man?
In a row with Kevin and Slogo.
They stepped out from behind the drum kit and they sat down and wrote some music. Your favorite drummers who wrote the song, the big, big song for the band. Like, for example, Topper from The Clash wrote this one, Rock the Casbah. If you have a favorite drummer who wrote the song for the band, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. Don Felder had been screwing around with that song for a while when the guys found it and go, hey, this is pretty good. Let's record it. It is songs the drummer wrote. Forget what the butler saw. It's what the drummer wrote in the Gimme 5 today in the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. You have a song the drummer wrote?
Well, Neil Peart wrote most of the lyrics for Rush, including Spirit of the Radio.
That's true. Very true. Yeah, he, it's amazing that he was the author of all that, all those thoughts, all those deep thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. You want that one, huh? You got it. Who's this?
This is Chris from West Hill.
Every single Ramones song so short, we should do a second one, and so we shall, since it's a 2 for Tuesday in just a matter of moments. Remember the Electric Company on PBS?
I do.
The little ending of that song always sounds like the end of the Electric Company show to me for some reason.
I've never thought of that.
I don't know why. All right, so this is happening?
Yeah, this is People Are Dumb.
Okay.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A Michigan Amish family's horse and buggy was stolen.
Oh, come on. Buggy Jack?
Outside a Walmart while they shopped inside around 5:30 on Saturday.
I don't steal things usually, but I might be tempted to buggy jack someone.
Wouldn't you think that would be the last thing that they would expect, though? Because everybody else 100%. Has a car, which seems better.
Did it have GPS and stuff? I mean, and when the horse was backing up out of the parking lot, it did beep, beep. None of that?
Didn't need it because people are dumb. The victims had gone shopping at Walmart, came out to find their horse and buggy stolen.
Wouldn't you first think that the horse just wandered off?
Yes, I would. I would not for a million years think somebody would steal a horse and buggy.
No, and you can't tie them up like you used to in the old days. They would have a little, you know, thing in front for you to put the reins around.
Well, I'm sure that they, well, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe at a Walmart, maybe there, where in Amish country.
A truck driver who was parked in the Walmart parking lot had seen the whole thing. A woman, and by the way, most People Are Dumb stories are about men.
Yes.
So thank God every once in a while there's a woman. A female jumped in the buggy and took off.
That's not cool.
In the horse and buggy. Police.
Hilarious, but it's
had,
not cool.
Quote, had contact with the suspect earlier in the day at that Walmart. So she was already there causing trouble.
You know what? All you can go to hell. I'm going to steal someone's horse and buggy if you're not careful.
It's not clear exactly why police previously dealt with the subject, but authorities found the stolen horse and buggy.
Yeah, where?
Later that evening at a motel like a quarter mile away.
So she drove the horse and buggy to a motel.
Right. And it's not like a car that you're trying to find amongst a lot of cars.
Probably going to be pretty easy to spot.
It's a horse and buggy.
You don't usually see one of those pulled up to a Motel 6.
Right up next to a hotel. The suspect was booked at St. Joseph's County Jail on charges of larceny and larceny of livestock.
Livestock!
Pending arraignment.
That's got to be like a lot less than stealing a car. Maybe that's not such a bad idea. You
what?
Getaway horse
You're
and buggy.
You're encouraged by this story?
Yes!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Gimme 5 coming up at, weirdly, 5 o'clock. It's a Mr. Songs with Mr. in the title, but we're avoiding Mr. the band.
Correct.
Sorry,
we
no
will not accept that.
Whatever that song is. Not going to happen.
Not accept that. Walking the dog earlier today. Mm-hmm. It's a poodle, I don't know, Boston Terrier mix.
Your dog is a something?
It's a small dog.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
And
I didn't even, I don't know that I remember you had a dog.
I have a dog.
Okay. All right.
And it walks sideways.
Really?
So it goes straight.
Right. No, I kind of know what you mean. But it walks at a, like the butt.
At like a 45 degree angle.
Yes. My dog does that a little bit too. Not a lot, but we'll see her. So
well, what's wrong with
that? The faster she goes, the more her butt starts to kind of go off to the left.
Why,
or right,
why,
or
they, why do their butts?
I don't know.
What's wrong with their butts?
I just stupid dog butts. Yeah.
That's a great band name.
Yeah.
So we want to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. If your pet has weird behavior, quirks, I guess.
Odd habits.
Odd habits or quirks.
My when we take our dog in for boarding, they immediately, as soon as they see her, they're like, oh, ow! She howls. We call her Mrs. Howl.
Oh.
But she only howls when we leave her. No, they, you know, they're totally cool with it because it's like, you know, there's all these other dogs and they're all howl. I guess she gets the whole place howling.
Oh, I'll bet they love that.
they're cool about it. I know a couple of them. They're like, maybe you could teach your dog to stop doing that. But most of them are like, oh, she's so
cute. It's separation anxiety?
Yeah.
What kind of dog is it?
It's she's a Chihuahua mini pin mix. She's super cute. She's unbelievably cute.
Right. But she walks crooked?
Yeah, but she walks crooked and she howls.
Why won't they walk this way? Like we just played.
How come
you can't? Why don't they just walk straight?
Why don't you walk normal?
Just walk normal.
Be a real normal dog.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your dog's butt?
I know there's like, I can't think of any offhand, but I know a lot of people have very bizarre quirks in their animals. They do all
sorts. Yes.
Like birds in particular do really weird things. Like this friend who,
I can't promise to be nice to people with birds. Because I hate birds.
Or cats. What about fish? How do you feel about fish?
Fish don't have quirks. Come on.
Maybe.
What are they, standing up on their tails? Blowing bubbles?
Yes. Blowing bubbles. So what does your pet do that's weird?
818-955-KLOS. We were talking about our dog that walks at a 45-degree angle. I don't understand. It's almost a right turn, but not quite, but it goes straight.
He's trying to trip you, probably.
He's just trying to kill me. Yeah. So we're talking about your quirky, weird pets. What does your dog like to do?
He likes to twerk.
He likes to twerk?
Yeah, he'll back right up to strangers, people he meets, and he'll start twerking on them.
Pet my butt! Pet my butt! Pet my butt!
Exactly. I think he's been watching too much Miley Cyrus videos.
One is too many, actually. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
I have a demented dog.
Okay, why?
He walks and pees. He can't seem to pause to pee like a normal dog.
Oh, really? So he's like lifting his leg up and just walking down the street peeeing on everything?
No, he doesn't lift. He just kind of walks and pees.
Oh, okay.
What?
All right.
I've never heard of just walking and peeing.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
I've done it before when I'm drunk, but yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
She's a frequent humper.
I think a lot of dogs are frequent humpers.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people are, too.
She will sit. And she only humps my girlfriend, and she sits there, and she whines and cries until she can get some action.
It is usually the boy dog that
can get some action.
To get the action, trying to get the action. It's not usually the girl dog going for the humping, I don't think. Is it?
That's exactly why it's so weird.
Yeah.
She's so horny. Does she ever hump you?
No, she kind of tries, and then I look at her, and she knows not to go right that way.
Look, I don't go down that kind of road, man. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Your pets are weird, odd, or they have quirks. 955-KLOS.
Sorry.
Kevin and Sluggo trying to get Sluggo to stop singing. Talking about weird quirks that your pets have.
Yeah.
Dogs, cats.
Fish.
Bird.
Yeah, bird. We haven't heard from birds or fish. You know, whatever.
You have one?
Yeah, this fish I got. He's like, I don't know what kind of it is, but he's like 5 inches long. And when I snap my fingers on the aquarium, he jumps into a fishbowl. And then I snap my fingers and he jumps back onto the aquarium. I got to put it on YouTube. I don't know how to upload it and stuff, you know?
We want to see that. We definitely want
to
see
that. Wait, where does he jump from to where?
From the aquarium to the fishbowl. Then I snap my fingers and he jumps back onto the aquarium. His name is Squirty because he only squirts water when he does that.
I find it extremely hard to believe, but I'd sure love to watch it. Can you tweet it at us?
He's a Pisces. He was born on February 25th.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, Pisces fish are known to jump.
I've always found that to be the case.
I don't know how to tweet and stuff.
Hmm. I guess we'll have to come over to the to your house.
Okay, I'll give you guys the address.
Okay, all right. We'll get it off the air.
We'll take it off
the air. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
That's very odd.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Good, thank you. You're talking about your pets that are quirky.
So my cat likes to sleep with his mouth and nose in his ass.
That is not the way to sleep.
Oh, my God. Right, no,
he does it every night. And the first thing, though, he does is when he wakes up, he comes over and he gives a full tongue kiss to wake her up. And I feel so bad. And I want to tell her, but at the same time, like, I don't want to tell her because it's kind of funny.
She doesn't know?
No, she has no idea.
Fantastic. Never tell her.
Dude, do you like cats?
No, I'm a dog person.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because Kevin hates cats, I do. This is not helping him win him over.
No.
Because cats do kind of do that kind of thing quite often.
They actually sleep in their own beehole?
Well, they'll certainly go to town licking it.
Wow.
And
what,
then come up and lick you.
You need to leave a door open, dude.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'm calling about my weird dog.
Yes. What does he do? He, she?
Well, I got my kids this corgi over the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you scratch and rub his butt, he basically makes these sounds that are somewhere in the middle of a chimpanzee and a duck.
Is he there with you now?
No, I'm in the car. Otherwise, I would do it.
All right, try to make the sound.
Yeah.
With your mouth.
Try to make that sound with mouth. Come on, you're killing me.
No, yeah, do it.
What is he selling?
So when you scratch it, he sort of goes this. I mean, I can't believe that you just got me to do that.
Listen, it was entertaining for all.
It was fabulous.
What can I tell you?
Thanks for calling. That's awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
What is more weird or odd or a quirk about your pet? Your dog does what?
She chases her tail constantly.
That's a normal thing, isn't it?
Is it a dog?
Yeah.
Ever catch it?
She does. And then she stands there and just stares at it.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Then she'll stop and then she lets go and then she'll see it on the other side and she starts chasing it the other way.
Yeah, she's dumb.
I had a cat that did that a lot.
That cat was dumb.
Yeah, that cat wasn't very bright. Don't try to get that cat dog into Harvard. You'll fail.
Won't happen.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. So what's weird about your pet?
I have a dog that likes to pleasure herself.
Yeah, that's hot.
But that's not the strangest part.
What is the strangest part? I'm afraid to ask.
When she's finished, she'll jump to her feet, chase her tail counterclockwise, stop, make eye contact with us, and then chase her tail counterclockwise, and then walk away.
Yeah, that's hot.
That's a routine.
Wow, that's very
odd.
That's
her routine every single time.
She gets some from herself.
Does she look at you and go... That's what I thought.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello there. Hey, can I get something off of Diamond Star Halos by Def Leppard, like Open Your Eyes or Kiss?
Love to, man. Absolutely. I'd love to. That'd be great. Good stuff. Good stuff.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay, bye.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there. How's it going, guys?
Good. Thanks. We're talking about weird quirks your pet has.
I have this big Rhodesian Ridgeback dog. And when little dogs come around and want to be friendly and sniff his butt or yap at him or whatever, he invariably will lift his leg and shower them with urine. It's quite an amazing thing.
Well, I don't know why that's so funny.
That is pretty great.
People must freak out. You warn them that
my neighbor was not impressed. I'm sitting there talking to him, and he has this little chihuahua that wanted to, like, start a fight.
Right.
He just lifted his leg, and away he went.
You know what?
Drowned the little one.
You're getting a golden shower, buddy.
That's what it is, and he's done that with a bunch of little dogs, because for some reasons, little dogs want to pick a fight with them, and that's just how he deals with it.
Little dogs are like that. They're like little dudes, man. They're going around to bars getting drunk and yelling.
Yeah, they don't know how small they are.
Yeah, they have to prove
it. That's kind of what it is. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, maybe that's the way to deal with a guy at the bar. You know, just pee on him if they start to.
We start doing that as human beings.
I think of that.
Keep that in mind next time. I'm going to go home and drain my jar of a little bit of, well, it's not whiskey, vodka. I moved on from whiskey.
A lot of vodka.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's not a jar.
It's a barrel, baby.
It is time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. People are already putting out Christmas items you can buy. As soon as Halloween is past, you go right to Christmas. Including Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop website, where you can buy a $25,000 gold-plated vibrator.
Now, you told me you're getting me this for Christmas, right?
I'm getting you a couple.
I'm counting on it, man.
And in Who's Naked Now, this story had everything.
Who's Naked Now?
It involved a former opera star who's naked in the rest home and threatening people with a bow and arrow and singing opera. This and getting tased by the police in the middle of it.
It's our future, Kevin. It is our future.
Like a year from now.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
One last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Damn right, we're going to play the name game. It's coming up sometime between now and 4 p.m., so don't wander off. I love giving away money, especially when it's like $1,000.
The name game.
It's where we're at. Name game right now. And if you win this round, you also pick up tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller at SoFi this August. So be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You'll get to play the game if you're caller 25.
The name game.
Das Name. Das Game. Speaking of names, who's this?
It's Alice.
Hi, Alice. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very much in the mood to give you $1,000. Will you win this from me, please?
I wish I could. I hope so.
All right. Well, let's play the name game, shall we?
Sure. Let's play.
We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character. And the last couple of guesses were Bugs Bunny and Steamboat Willie, both of which were wrong. Sorry, Zaylee and Brian. So, Alice, for a grand plus tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller at SoFi this August, what do you think it is we're looking for?
Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker. Woody Woodpecker. Were you always a fan?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Those were good cartoons back then.
Unfortunately, you might not like him now because that's the wrong answer.
Aw.
Sorry, Alice.
Okay, thank you.
Play next hour, all right? It's worth $1,100.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks.
We're all counting on you. Bye. $1,100 and tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller at SoFi this August are on the line right now with
the name game.
The name game. If you care to play, you want to give it a try, now's the time to call. Be called at 25-818-955-KLOS. And if you are, you get to play the name game. Good luck. Daughtry standing in the mirror, looking at himself with a hairbrush, singing along and pretending to be Steve Perry and Journey. That is Daughtry's version of Separate Ways. And that's nice and all, but we got some cash to give away.
The name game.
$1,100. Powered by the Tax Relief Advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialist. And tickets to Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller at SoFi this August. Who are you?
This is Jerry from Cerritos.
All right, you know what we're doing. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character, and the last couple of guesses were Woody Woodpecker and Bugs Bunny. Jerry, those were incorrect. For $1,100, what do you think it is?
I got to go with my favorite guy. He's Foghorn Leghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn. How high were they when they came up with that name? I seriously had very stoned conversation with some friends about how high they must have been, how insane he was when they came up with it.
Good stuff in the old days.
Yep, right? Foghorn Leghorn, as it turns out, however, is the incorrect answer. I'm sorry.
I figured. All right.
Sorry, Jerry.
Thank you, guys.
You bet, man. Good luck next time when it's worth $1,200 sometime between now and 6.
The name game. Name game.
You need to be caller 25 right this second. 818-955-KLOS. If you're ready to play season 4 of the name game, we're already up to $1,200. Plus, we'll give you tickets if you get it right to Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller showing up at SoFi in August. Caller 25 right now gets to play the game. Good luck.
The name game.
Season 4.
Name game.
The fourth season is upon us. And we need to know your name, sir.
Hey, this is Lenny.
Lenny, your caller 25.
Awesome.
Did you lie around in your PJs on Saturday morning watching cartoons back in the day?
I did.
Well, it might pay off finally. It's up to $1,200, our little game, our little name game.
Okay, awesome.
What we're looking for is the name of a classic cartoon character. The last couple of guesses were Foghorn Leghorn and Woody Woodpecker, but those were incorrect. So for $1,200 and ticket to SoFi Stadium in August to see Journey and Def Leppard and Steve Miller, what do you think it is?
Popeye.
Popeye?
Yeah.
The Sailor Man? Also known as the Seaman.
Right.
Well, you know, he was a seaman, right? Isn't that right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, and then he had that olive oil or whatever, which gets a little weird. That's getting a little weird now. I don't know what he's doing with the olive oil. That is the wrong answer. I'm sorry. Sorry, man.
Oh, guys. Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, keep playing.
I definitely will.
Right on. Tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m. It'll be worth $1,300. Rolling Stones started recording Jumpin' Jack Flash at the Olympic Studios in London on This Day in Rock in 1968. Do you have the double live Allman Brothers album? A lot of it was recorded on This Day in Rock in 1971 at the Fillmore East in New York City. John Lennon made the grade and headlines here in Los Angeles on This Day in Rock in 1974 after he got drunk at the Troubadour with Harry Nilsson and ended up insulting loudly the Smothers Brothers while they were on stage.